Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/Green Festival.
This is Bloomberg Business Week from Bloomberg Radio.
I'm Jason Kelly. Welcome to the Bloomberg Business Week Extra. It's our weekly podcast bringing you an in-depth conversation you won't hear anywhere else. This week, I got an opportunity to sit down with Admiral Mike Mullen. He's the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. The reason? The second annual Summit on Security hosted at the 9/11 Memorial and Museum. We talked about his role in one of the most critical missions in recent American military history, the capture and killing of Osama bin Laden. Check it out. So, Admiral Mullen, when you look at this exhibit, this new exhibit at the 9/11 Memorial and Museum, it's arresting in so many ways, and it takes us back to such a dramatic moment in American history. Yeah. Tell us about that moment for you.
Well, that moment for me, I viewed it and said right afterwards that the world's changed forever. And I was actually in the Pentagon that day, and I was in a meeting with the head of the Navy, which was 75 feet or so from my office, and which was around the corner. And my two assistants, my office is up on the fourth floor of the Pentagon, and my two assistants looked out the window and saw a 757 flying under their feet as they talked to me later about what they went through. So, and as I'm sure everybody can remember, it was a spectacularly gorgeous day in the fall that just wreaked devastation that will and should always be remembered. Mm-hmm. So the 9/11s will always be. I mean, it's for me, it's sort of the Pearl Harbor of modern times, mm-hmm. and it is something that we should absolutely never forget. And our hearts and prayers, continuous thoughts go out to those who lost a loved one that day, and there were thousands. So that it all comes rushing back,
sure,
pretty quickly.
And in many ways, that sets up, one of the most important dramatic manhunts in American history that culminates with the killing of Osama bin Laden.
Right, right.
Tell me what that was like leading up to it, and then the day that happened.
Well, we had been hunting for bin Laden for years. And I think just the fact that it took so long, it took a decade to get to that culminating point is indicative of how difficult a target he was and the care with which he took to hide and those around him. And it was an incredibly intense effort to do that. Obviously, we were doing other things. We had a war in Iraq. We had a war in Afghanistan. But we never lost focus. And in one of the groups I'd like to give credit to, there was a special, I think, run on CNN a few years ago, the four ladies in the agency who in the late 80s really started and stayed after bin Laden when they had no resources, nobody was paying much attention to him. And so it had been going on for a long, long time. And then it culminated, obviously, in better intelligence. And in the last few months, really, I didn't get involved until January in terms of what the possibilities might be. And that was right, because one of my concerns was, all of our concern was, if there'd been any indication that we knew, he would have left. And in fact, his principal advisors were telling him in that time frame that we actually killed him, it was time to go. They were concerned he'd been there too long,
right,
and they needed to move. So had it not happened that night, it could have been another decade before we found him.
And what was that night like?
People ask me about that famous picture, and one of the reasons I think it's famous is because it really does capture the moment, and it was very, very tense. That said, it was a decision, and it was a courageous decision from my perspective on the part of President Obama, because we didn't actually know he was there. We had lots of circumstantial evidence. I viewed it as a bet the presidency decision that the president made, and the night itself, the actual night of the killing, was we were into that operation, for a couple days at that point. So it had been going for some time, and there had been rehearsals and lots of preparation go on for literally 4 months in the event that we could pin him down. So we had planned this down to a level of detail that would, in the end, allow us to kill him. But one of the things I like to remind people of is that same night in Afghanistan, there were 14 other missions similar to that that were carried out. And while strategically this one certainly had the highest risk, but we have done thousands and thousands and thousands of these missions over the course of the years that we had been fighting. So I had every expectation that if he was there, we were going to either be able to capture or kill him. That said, it was tense, mm-hmm. and it wasn't over until it was over. And by that, I mean literally not just the killing him or getting him out or getting him back into Afghanistan, taking his DNA and positively identifying him, getting him on a helicopter, flying him through Pakistani airspace, and getting him out to a carrier at sea where he could be buried, consistent with his beliefs, his religious beliefs, which is what we did.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. You need a company with extensive experience in specialized insurance. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and helping provide coverage that suits your needs. The Hartford offers insurance solutions that help mid to large-sized businesses, like yours, effectively manage risk, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. With extensive experience in underwriting, risk engineering services, and claims, The Hartford goes beyond the expected to deliver innovative, customizable solutions and service that your industry, that your business, demands. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Success is more than the final destination. It's a path you take one step at a time. It's discipline. It's teamwork. And it's the drive and passion inside of us that comes before all recognition. It's what Stifel's been doing for over 130 years. Quietly, yet strategically, Stifel's become one of the fastest growing wealth management and investment banking firms in the country. Our financial advisors go beyond traditional wealth management to provide clients with direct access to one of the industry's largest equity research franchises and a leading middle market investment bank. Because success is the drive it takes to keep climbing, the passion to keep investing, the best of each of us made better by the best in all of us. And that is where success meets success. Start your journey at Stifel.com. That's STIFEL.com.
Stifel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
You know success when you see it. Or you think you do. The people in the spotlight. athletes, actors, artists. But what about the people behind the scenes? You know, the ones who make it all happen. The lighting engineers, the sideline photographers, the caterers. They're small business masterminds. And if there's one thing they have in common, it's making their money work harder. That's why they have a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, where they are now earning a generous 5% annual percentage yield. Yes, 5% APY. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
And so when you think about that moment and you fast forward to today, what has it ultimately meant for the war on terror, which has not ended in many ways and has only become in some ways more complicated?
Well, I think it in terms of having a huge impact on the Al-Qaeda organization, it did. When you take out a leader like that, just as the very recent killing of Baghdadi has had a big impact on the ISIS organization. But it doesn't make the ideas go away. It doesn't make the aspiration go away. And it hasn't with Al-Qaeda, nor has Baghdadi's death done that with ISIS. And so I think we have to stay at this. We still are in a situation where we are seen as the evil empire, if you will, from the terrorist perspective, and they continue to come after us. There's a debate now about whether or not we should stay in Afghanistan. We in fact, know that some 20-plus terrorist organizations who aspire to do us ill live in that border between Pakistan and Afghanistan. And I think leaving them unattended would be high risk and very dangerous. So that war continues. And the root cause issues are the ones that I think we all need to continue to focus on, and it's tied to mostly young men, but young men in that part of the world who have no future and who decide at the age of 15 years old to put on a suicide vest and end their life. The root cause issues are still there, and I think as long as they are there, and we are seen in the West as the individual or the institutions and the nations that we are, that the terrorism is going to continue.
And as you look around the world, clearly that continues to be a hot spot. The Middle East, the Gulf states have only become, in many ways, as I alluded to, more complicated in many ways. In your work now as in the private sector, how would you identify the biggest areas of threat for the United States right now?
In a world that is constantly changing, and we talk about the technological change and the world changes in almost every dimension, what is somewhat ironic from my perspective is when we talk about the threats that are out there and the countries that are out there, it's still Russia, it's China, it's North Korea, it's Iran. One might add Venezuela right now just because of the complete chaos that's there. But it's the same cast of characters that have been around literally even prior to the Cold War ending, but certainly with an intensity since the Cold War. So as the world changes, it is the technology and the capabilities of these countries which we need to pay attention to. But it's basically the same group, and we're going to need to continue to be able to push back on them in a way that allows the world, I think, to thrive, and that's certainly a problem. Whether it's the Gulf, the Persian Gulf, or the Middle East, I think we're on a long boil in the Middle East right now, 30 or 40 years. It's certainly not going to sort out very quickly. And we've got a rising China, a resurgent Russia. We've got a Europe which is certainly in some churn politically because of what's happened. So the challenge is now actually, and you add the existing threat of terrorism, mm-hmm. which we talked about earlier, the challenges now are every bit as much, if not harder and more significant than they were during the Cold War.
You know, it's the week of Veterans Day, and I will take this moment to thank you personally for your service to the country.
Thank you.
I do wonder, because I know it's an issue that's been very important to you, the role of the military and the view of the military in society, in a lot of ways. Certainly, ebbed and flowed, changed over the course of your career.
Correct.
Where do you see it right now in 2019?
It's a precious, precious institution, and its reputation, which is apolitical throughout our history, in the ebbs and flows, is absolutely critical. And to your point about, I've seen it in a different place coming out of Vietnam, which is the first war I fought in, where the military was so much, it was held in very, very low esteem. And that has changed over the course of many decades. And the institution is held in high regard throughout the country. And we need to preserve that. And we're going through a very difficult time as a country right now. Certainly, in my life, I've never seen us so politically divided. I've never seen Washington so dysfunctional, with political leaders on both sides of the aisle unable to deliver for the American people. But it's a system I believe in, and we need to make sure that the democracy continues to function and that we don't walk away from its principles. It's a responsibility of the American people to make sure that that governance is correct for us in the future, and that the military is, in general, certainly the active duty side, in support of those that the American people elect, and that even those who are retired, oftentimes from my point of view, need to be reminded that it's not our position to take a stand against a president or a policy, because I think that confuses the American people, because we're seen as military experts and in ways we always speak for the military. Mm. So preserving that apolitical aspect of the United States military is absolutely at the top of my list in terms of priorities for the country.
That was Admiral Mike Mullen, and I thoroughly enjoyed that conversation with him. So thoughtful about so many aspects of his own career, the role of the military, the political time we are living in, and the role that we all have to play. You've been listening to Bloomberg Business Week Extra. Be sure to tune into Bloomberg Business Week Radio live Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Wall Street time on Bloomberg Radio. I'm Jason Kelly. This is Bloomberg.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code Radio20 at BloombergLive.com/greenfestival.